In the eastern part of Afghanistan, close to the border with Pakistan, is the city of Jalalabad. Former Mujahideen fighters have now taken control of Jalalabad and the surrounding area. As Eric Weiner reports, people there are glad the Taliban have gone, but are wary of their new rulers.
It took Taliban forces many months of hard-fought battles and crafty negotiations to capture this important city, the largest in eastern Afghanistan. It took them only 20 minutes to relinquish it. As in Kabul, the Taliban gave up without a fight, leaving behind weapons, ammunition, and a traumatized population. Abdul Azim is an engineer from Jalalabad.
All the time they were beating and torturing the people. Every time.
48 hours since the Taliban vacated Jalalabad, life is slowly returning to normal. The streets are crowded, most shops are open, and especially busy today, the first day of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month. The entire city seems to be breathing one huge sigh of relief, but perhaps no one is more relieved than Gobadan Sher. He explains how the Taliban's dreaded religious police arrested and beat him on two occasions. His crime? Taking family portraits. Gobadan Sher owns a photo shop, not exactly the ideal profession under the Taliban regime. Virtually all photography of living creatures was banned, as was music, kite flying, and chess. Now that the Taliban are gone, the people of Jalalabad are once again partaking in these simple pleasures, but slowly, cautiously, afraid, it seems, that the Taliban might return at any moment. A few miles outside of town, there's evidence of the U.S. bombing campaign, the charred remains of a Taliban radar facility, and a few fighter jets, also destroyed by U.S. bombs. But only about 30 yards away, the passenger terminal is intact. Here in Jalalabad, at least, the U.S. bombing campaign has been carefully targeted. Abdul Azim says the city itself is unscathed.
The American bombing were targeted accurately on the Al-Qaeda and the militants places. They have no bombs and haven't destroyed any part of the city. Just they targeted on the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban places.
That leaves the people of Jalalabad free to ponder one important question. Just who's in charge of their city? Two groups of former Mujahideen fighters say their leader is the rightful governor of the Nangarhar province. One of the leaders is Haji Qadar, brother of Abdul Haq, the former Mujahideen leader who was captured and executed by the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The other is Yunis Khalis, a respected commander who also battled the Soviets. Armed men from the two factions have taken control of government buildings, the airport, and the important border crossing with Pakistan. For now, the situation is calm, but residents of Jalalabad remember what happened in 1992. The former Mujahideen factions turned their guns on one another, killing thousands, destroying the capital, Kabul, and plunging Afghanistan into one of its darkest chapters. Khorshoom, he only uses one name, is a money changer from Jalalabad.
We have seen this situation before 6 years. 6 years ago, these people were looting, these people were standing on the roads, and they were getting money from the people.
The Mujahideen factions, now vying for control of Jalalabad, say they have learned their lessons and have vowed to work together. But the people of Jalalabad are not so sure. Many say they would welcome the presence of UN peacekeepers, at least for a while, to ensure that Afghanistan doesn't repeat past mistakes. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jalalabad, Afghanistan.